Hey, and welcome to episode 24 of How You Let You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love talking to you guys about the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You Let You, or you can follow us on socials at How You Let You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. This is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown, a deep dive into any of the interesting stories or scandals or anything even to celebrate, like not just negative news, anything. So what's happened over the last week or so, Shanice?
Just make sure you guys check out the static that will be up on my Instagram. That's at kpopbox_ every Monday, where it will cover some stories that I don't cover here. So first is fans call out Big Hit Entertainment. Ooh. So apparently 26 BTS performances have been removed from official YouTube channels, such as The Tonight Show, The Late Late Show with James Corden and more, which had over 100 million views. And the fans aren't happy. Fans are blaming Big Hit for not purchasing the performance rights that would allow BTS's performance to stay on these channels. So I don't know if it's like a common thing with talk shows. I'm not sure. I'm not in that world. But I guess over a certain amount of time, it is removed unless the record label or the company buys it back or something. I'm not too sure how that works, but fans are not happy and they're blaming Big Hit for it.
Okay.
I guess to them, there are certain iconic performances, I guess, that are now gone. Moving on, Shinee's back. Yes, people. On the 1st of February, midnight Korean time, Shinee will release their very first teaser for their highly anticipated comeback later this month. This was first announced during their special live broadcast on the 31st of January, and Shinee will be returning with their 7th full-length album on the 22nd of February. So yeah, happy Black History Month to us.
Screaming.
And last but not least, I've titled this Don't Be a Hater. SM Entertainment reported that Aespa will be coming back soon with a new single on the 5th of February called Forever. However, on a popular online forum, it's been receiving a lot of downvotes for some reason, and lots of netizens are a bit confused. One comment I saw stated that this is just like an SM tradition with new groups. So when a new group starts out, whether it's Red Velvet or EXO or NCT, for some reason at the very beginning, they're always called flops. And I feel like there's some truth to this. I don't know what it is, but I feel like they're waiting for an SM group to fail like really badly. There's certain people saying, you know, it's just a rite of passage that SM groups go through, and others are saying it could be down to the whole Aespa concept. So if you guys remember, Aespa have the whole AI concept. Some people find that dehumanizing, and the members may feel pressured to keep up with their AI versions of themselves. So I just think people just want to hate just to hate. They haven't even done anything.
Yeah, like they haven't had like any scandals or any issues, so there is no legitimate reason to hate them.
And it's not even like it was an audio teaser or a video teaser, it was a picture, so there's really nothing to judge it on. And that is the end of Hot Topics. If you want us to talk about any story in particular, then, you know, send us a little cheeky DM or use the hashtag and we will talk about it on the show. So now it's time for Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, and hot tea. If you have anything you want to send us, you can send it to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on social media at howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is some people don't know that Samuel was a part of Seventeen and it shows. Like, I've had to explain it to at least 5 people this week.
Well, I'm sorry that you have to explain that to people.
I know, it can be annoying having to explain things, but I don't know, is it common knowledge? Like, I feel like if he was around during that time, you know. But yeah, I wouldn't just expect
I don't think it's common knowledge. There's certain things I think is common knowledge Like certain songs, I think, oh, that's a, you know, a K-pop staple. And someone's like, what's that? I can't be like, you don't know what that is. Because then I have to check myself. Because half these things happened like a good 10 years ago. And it's like, if you joined the fandom 2 weeks ago, how are you meant to know?
Like, I feel like in the K-pop realm, there are things that you should know. And if you don't know them, you should just be blacklisted. Like if you don't know who Big Bang are or 21, like that's... I think that's a different level, but I wouldn't assume everyone to know that Samuel was a part of 17.
Sorry about it. Well, yeah, sorry. Don't stress out too much. Don't burst a vein or anything. It's not that serious.
Yeah, it's not that serious. Don't get like, I don't know. I hope it isn't stressing you out, but or just stop answering people.
If it's like on Twitter, just make it your pinned tweet.
Yeah, exactly.
Just say refer to my pinned tweet.
Just put in your bio. So our next unpopular opinion is, it really freaking bugs me that some people at like Taemin and Kai debuted in Super M. Like, ciao.
Yes. Especially Taemin.
Yes.
That's just wild to me. I feel like you should get the concept of Super, even if you don't know their respective groups. I think the concept of Super M is like, obviously these people are from somewhere. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, it's like they're not like, oh, new people. They've always been branded and advertised as these K-pop Avengers even. So
So they had to have come from somewhere, right?
Honestly. No, the amount of comments I've seen, like, oh my gosh, the blonde guy, he's so cool. And he just debuted. I'm just like, what? You're talking about Taemin, Uncle Taemin? Like, what?
Don't call him uncle. He only seems like he's older than he is because he debuted when he was like 14. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was super young. Yeah.
So he's been around.
he's been around the block. He definitely has. Side note, I was on TikTok earlier and this guy made a video saying that, like, just take a minute to process the fact that Sehun is older than Namjoon.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I was like, what? Picture Namjoon having to, because obviously he's already like his sunbae, I guess, but Namjoon having to be like Hyung to Sehun. Because I see Sehun as like a 12-year-old.
Same.
Yeah, people need to put some respect on Taemin and Kai because, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit rude.
It's the whole point of Super AM. That's the thing.
It's their whole concept.
But anyway.
So we agree. Do your research, guys. It isn't hard to Google. The same way you go Google their heights and their blood types. Just Google where they came from. Okay, so moving on to our next unpopular opinion. This person said, I feel like K-pop promotes a lot of toxic behavior in fans, like the amount of crazy obsessed fans there are that feel like they own idols / act like they know them.
I do feel like K-pop promotes this, especially companies, because they know they can profit off this, but then I feel like they don't know how to draw that line.
Yeah, and obviously it's where the culture of like Sesang fans have come from, and that's really out of hand. Like I feel like I hear it the most with SM artists, at least like NCT. Like so many fans get like upset and angry at the lack of security in a way, at least from what I have heard, because there are fans that have turned up at their house. There are fans that stay outside their house or like follow them.
Yeah. Finding film sets that are closed.
Exactly.
Like how do you, it boggles my mind because like how do you find out this stuff? Like how do you know what flight NCT is on? How do you know where so-and-so is filming their drama? Do you know what I mean?
It's really creepy because wasn't that like not a few, but a while back in one of our episodes, it was like Jaehyun's fans were in the bushes or something.
Yes.
I was like, what?
It's mad that there's no line drawn. Even in my static that should be out, fingers crossed, I talk about Naeon from Twice, and she has this one stalker. Like, he's not from Korea. This one stalker, and he's like leaked other members' phone numbers. He's basically said, you know, if she ever secretly dates without telling me personally, I'm gonna hurt her because if she truly loves me, she would tell me. And I'm like, oh my what? God. This guy's not okay. And I think he's even got onto the same plane that they were on at one point.
That's so scary.
I don't know. I feel like it does promote it, and especially when companies want idols to have certain roles and whatever. It's like they cannot be themselves. And that's why I kind of worry about the whole bringing it back to Aespa. Now that they have the whole AI version, there's going to be certain people that feel like they have even more ownership over the group, because you can do live streams with them, and I'm guessing it's going to be this whole thing. You can probably have them in your house as, do you know what I mean? Like a hologram.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, that makes me feel so uncomfy, because, like, yes, I get as an artist and when wanting to appeal to the public, you're going to want to make the audience feel as though they're your friends and that they know you and they're close to you and whatnot. Mm. And that's just part of building that rapport with your fandom and whatnot and growing. Mm. But I, because obviously we're aware of the negative and the downside and the dangers of taking that too far, like, I think right now NCT are doing like their self-cam relay things, which is like where they vlog their day and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But even that, like, if I was SM, I wouldn't make them do it like that, because they basically, like, they're at home, they might film what they do, or, like, for example, Ten was at home playing with his cats and he, like, goes around the house and stuff. And I feel like because of, like, what's already happening with, like, the next level, like, out there fans, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want the artist to be walking around their house, like, in their personal intimate space when people are already overstepping that boundary.
Mm. Oh my gosh, have you seen like those really weird, I find it really creepy, those deep fakes?
What's that?
So basically, yeah, I've seen it on TikTok, and I know if they're using it on TikTok, they're using it for other seedy stuff, because there's people that don't have, their mind's not right. Basically, just say you posted a video of you doing some TikTok dance, right?
Okay.
And obviously, like, just say your skin complexion is close to Fatu from Black Swan, yeah? Okay. So basically, someone would, like, digitally, like, place, like, Fatu's face onto your body, right?
Ah, yes. Okay, yeah.
And she has all your expressions. She's so to someone from the outside that doesn't follow K-pop that may come across this video, they may think that's their video. That's how good it is.
I know what you're talking about, and I've, yes.
So they call that like a deep fake. And if you know they're using it for flipping TikTok, you know where else they're going to use that.
Oh, I feel so uncomfy.
Exactly.
There needs to be a line drawn, because yes, these artists like need to be like real and authentic and whatnot, because people like, I guess, realness and feeling close to people. But there needs to be a line drawn, like this whole ownership thing.
Yeah.
You're mine and you're not allowed to date, and yeah.
It's weird.
Okay, moving on to our very last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, the clothes that they make female idols wear make me feel so uncomfortable. Like, you can always see their safety shorts and a lot of them look uncomfortable whilst performing.
I never understood this. Like, I don't know if you saw that TikTok as well, that girl going off like, you know, safety shorts are meant to be there for safety. We're not meant to see. They're not meant to be part of the outfit. And it's true. Like, the skirt or the dress should be long enough to cover the shorts. It's only, you know, if they're doing choreography and, you know, they may kick a leg or whatever and the skirt may rise a little bit. By chance, it's safe. Like, I shouldn't be seeing, for example, I don't know, Rosé is just walking into position and I can already see her safety shorts. Like, it don't make sense.
Yeah, like, I was always confused, because I was convinced before I understood like the concept of safety shorts, I was like, oh, it must be part of the fit because I can always see them. And it used to happen, it might still happen now, but I feel like it used to happen to Joy from Red Velvet so much, and because she's like a tad bit taller than the other members as well, like her safety shorts were always out and you see them like trying to adjust their dresses, and they're glorified t-shirts in my opinion, but trying to adjust their dresses and everything.
It doesn't make sense.
Mm-mm.
Cheerleaders or whatever, they wear safety shorts. You don't see their shorts.
Exactly.
It's when they're tossing in the air or whatever, you get a glimpse of it, but we're not meant to see it. Sort it out. Yeah, you'd think, you know, you go through rehearsals, technical rehearsals, you think they'll have some sort of dress rehearsal where it's like, oh, okay, we need to make this longer, or we need to change this outfit out because it's not working.
Yeah, it's not a look, it's not a vibe, it makes no sense. And especially as a performer, like, you're going to want to focus on performing and nailing your positions or nailing your note, not, oh my gosh, like, is my butt cheek hanging out and like trying to adjust your dress every 5 seconds. So
exactly.
Come on, stylists. Come on. But yeah, that's all our unpopular opinions for today. Remember that if you guys want to send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or requests, you can email them to us at halut@gmail.com or just drop us a DM on socials. And now we've come to that part of the episode called On the Radar, where we share what we've been listening to, watching, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Well, on my radar is this song by this female artist under AOMG. Her name is Sogum, and it's a song with a hoodie. Ooh. And it's called Imagine. I don't know, the song is just so vibey. It just makes me feel like if the world was open and I was a bit tipsy and I was in the club, and when you're a bit tipsy and you're in the club and you go to the toilet and you look in the mirror and you look at yourself and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm tipsy. Because like basically the song, she's like, oh, like there's a bit where she goes, I feel good, and like, I don't know, it's just like a monologue that you would have yourself have to yourself in the mirror when you're a bit waved.
That's great description.
So yeah, that's what's on my radar. Shay,
I think you posted like a snippet of it on your account, right?
Yeah, I did. It was my song of the week last week.
Yeah.
Check it out, guys.
It's quite nice.
Keep a box underscore. Yeah, it's quite vibey. Sorry.
Yeah, for me, I want to check out that song. So I only saw the clip that you posted, but I forgot to go back and listen to the whole thing because it seems nice. Maybe something I would want to draw to or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's nice. Like, you know, lo-fi vibes.
Yeah, very ambient.
It's nice. It's nice.
So my radar, I have been meaning to watch True Beauty. I'm probably gonna start maybe like this week or next, because I'm trying to put it off until it's all out, because I can't do yes and to be continued next week, like I won't do that to myself. So I want to start watching that soon. And if anyone has any like good K-drama recommendations, it's not like I have the time to be watching K-dramas, but priorities. And yeah, so any good K-dramas or webtoons. Currently, I'm still reading Positively Yours, which I started ages ago. And it's a week-by-week basis, so that is quite painful. But yeah, if anyone has any good recommendations, shoot them my way.
Pew, pew. And that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember, guys, that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, requests, or dilemmas to halut@gmail.com or just drop us a DM on socials.
Yes, so I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at theKway_100 or over on YouTube, where I post once a year.
But anyway, guys, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.